What's up, Trainiacs? Triathlon Taren here with another edition of the Triathlon Trainee Ask podcast, where I answer your triathlon questions 5 days a week. Today's question comes from Ben, and it is about how to move forward after your first race, or really any race. Before we get into that question, let's thank the sponsor that we've had recently, Aon Insurance, with their bike insurance specifically designed for triathletes. Canadian triathletes can go to aontriathlete.com, that's aontriathlete.com, and learn more about this. But one of the features of this that has been designed specifically with triathletes in mind is their broken bike insurance. With the amount of races that Ironman is starting to hold all over the world and the amount of times athletes are traveling, there's a lot of broken bikes that happen out there. Happened to a friend of mine about 8 days before she was about to race Kona, and she had to worry about how to actually get a frame. With Aon, you will call them, and within reason, they've insured me that they will make sure that you are not without a bike for your race. And beyond that, they've also got stolen bike insurance, canceled race insurance, sick trip interruption insurance, emergency medical insurance. And I ran this by my commercial insurance guy and he went, holy smokes, that is a really good deal. Much less expensive than traditional house rider bike insurance. So Canadian triathletes, go check it out at aontriathlete.com. That's aontriathlete.com. Let's get into today's question.
Hi, Taren. It's Ben from Tennessee. I greatly appreciate all the information and help you've given us through the podcast, the Trainiacs podcast, as well as YouTube channel, especially YouTube channel. It's really helped me not only motivation-wise, but also in different levels of fitness as well as drills I can work on. I really appreciate that. My question has to do with what to do after my first race. My first race is 2 weeks from now. I'll be hopefully completing a sprint triathlon here in my local area, and I purchased a plan from you, beginner to sprint. My question is also, what do I do after that race in order to be prepared for my next race? I don't have one scheduled yet. I'm just asking. Thank you very much. I look forward to your reply.
Thank you for your question, Ben. Okay, we'll get right into this. Good luck in your next race. I think that we will catch you right before it happens. After that race, and this goes for anyone with any race, relax. Take at least a week to recover. You need a mental break. You need a physical break. Your body has been beaten down from, I know that plan that you got. Thank you for picking it up. And it's going to have taken a toll on your body and you need to recover both mentally and physically. So I recommend at least a week of recovery. And during this time, I'd say do something every day, specifically the day after a triathlon. It might feel bad, but if you can get in and do a nice, easy swim with a little bit of fin work, you're going to feel so much better for the rest of the week and your recovery process is going to happen. For the remainder of the week, when I say do something every day, that can be walking to the store, that can be going out and walking to get ice cream with your wife or your spouse. Just get out and do a little bit of activity, even just a bike to work with no intensity. Keep that blood moving, because blood is what brings repair. It's what restores and repairs the damage that's been done to your body throughout the course of that race and throughout the course of training. So that added blood flow of just light movement will actually make you recover a lot quicker. Do that for starters. Once you're ready to get back into it, what you need to do to continue to progress throughout the sport is every single time you do a race, whether it's your first or your 50th, you look at what your key limiters are, the things that are holding you back from going faster, things that you notice during training or things that you notice during the race, and you work on your key limiters. Don't work on what's fun, which is often the stuff that you're good at, and people will tend to gravitate to doing more of what they're good at because it's easy, it's fun, it's enjoyable. But to get the most bang for your buck in training, you're going to have to focus on the things that are holding you back. And what I find is that if you focus on those things that are holding you back, let's say it is your swim that's holding you back, you don't just get faster in the swim, you get faster in everything, because it makes you a better athlete overall by constantly looking at those things that you need to improve. Now, here are the major limiters that I would be looking at. And these are specifically for age groupers. Number one is swim confidence. And that could be sighting. If you found that you swam off course, if your time that you would do in a pool versus the time that you did in open water is drastically different, you might have been swimming in a zigzag pattern, you need to work on sighting. If you thrashed a lot and you couldn't maintain your form, I would go back to triathlonterran.com/swim-drill-program. Make sure that you're confident in the water. Do more open water swims. Another key limiter is strength endurance. That's having the ability to do each discipline for as long, if not longer, than each of the disciplines in the race. So that's doing things like over distance work to accomplish that, doing swims of upwards of a total of 1500 meters for the swim in a sprint, or 30 to 35K on the bike in a sprint, or a run of 7 to 10K in a sprint, making sure that you can accomplish that distance and doing a little bit of strength work. So making sure that the endurance that you've got to be able to complete the distance isn't hampered by your body breaking down because of the constant pounding. So it could be that if you find yourself limping or kind of collapsing and structurally not feeling good towards the end of a race, but your body and, say, cardiovascular system feels okay, there's a good chance that your strength endurance is not good. And this is the biggest one. This is something that I struggle with. I would say 90 to 95% of age group triathletes struggle with carrying a little bit of extra weight and body composition. So those would be the biggest ones that are most common for age group athletes. And what it is for you, you have to go and look back at your training from the previous bunch of weeks and the race and see where things can be improved and focus on improving those with a really intelligent approach. Research it. Sounds like you're into the channel, which is awesome. Sounds like you're absorbing all the knowledge. That's awesome to hear. Take that same approach. Look at what didn't go well and then go and improve it the same way that you looked at improving to get ready for this first race. So good luck to you, Ben. I hope we catch you before the race happens. If not, I hope it went well, and I hope that this helped you out and all other trainiacs. Thank you to today's sponsor, TriCover Insurance by Aon. If you're a Canadian triathlete, go check them out at aontriathlete.com. That's A-O-N triathlete.com. If you want to get your question answered here on the Trainee Ask podcast, go to triathlonterran.com/trainee-ask. While you're there, you will love what we've got. If you click top left on the website on free resources, we have over half a dozen free downloadable supplements to help with your training. Finally, if you're digging this podcast or the Triathlon Terran podcast, the best compliment you can give us is a review on iTunes. Really helps us out. Thanks, Ben. We'll catch everyone in the next episode. We'll be right back.